Random House Audio presents Lynchpin, Become Indispensable by Seth Godin. This is Seth Godin. The New World of Work. We are surrounded by bureaucrats, note takers, literalists, manual readers, TGIF laborers, map followers, and fearful employees. The problem is that the bureaucrats, note takers, literalists, manual readers, TGIF laborers, map followers, and fearful employees are in pain. They're in pain because they're overlooked, underpaid, laid off, and stressed out. The first chapter of Adam Smith's Wealth of Nations makes it clear that the way for businesses to win is to break the production of goods into tiny tasks, tasks that can be undertaken by low-paid people following simple instructions. Smith writes about how incredibly efficient a pin-making factory is compared to a few pin artisans making pins by hand. Why hire a super-talented pin-maker when 10 barely trained pin-making factory workers using a machine and working together can produce 1,000 times more pins more quickly than one talented person working alone can? For nearly 300 years, that was the way work worked. What factory owners want is compliant, low-paid, replaceable cogs to run their efficient machines. Factories created productivity, and productivity produced profits. It was fun while it lasted, for the factory owners anyway. Our society is struggling because during times of change, the very last people you need on your team are well-paid bureaucrats, note-takers, literalists, manual readers, TGIF laborers, map followers, and fearful employees. The compliant masses don't help so much when you don't know what to do next. What we want, what we need, what we must have are indispensable human beings. We need original thinkers, provocateurs, and people who care. We need marketers who can lead, salespeople able to risk making a human connection, passionate change makers willing to be shunned if it is necessary for them to make a point. Every organization needs a linchpin, the one person who can bring it together and make a difference. Some organizations haven't realized this yet or haven't articulated it, but we need artists. Artists are people with the genius for finding a new answer, a new connection, or a new way of getting things done. That would be you. Where were you when the world changed? I grew up in a world where people did what they were told, followed instructions, found a job, made a living, and that was that. Now, we live in a world where all the joy and profit have been squeezed out of following the rules. Outsourcing and automation and the new marketing punish anyone who is merely good, merely obedient, and merely reliable. It doesn't matter if you're a wedding photographer or an insurance broker. There's no longer a clear path to satisfaction in working for the man. The factory, that system where organized labor meets patient capital, productivity-improving devices, and leverage, has fallen apart. Ohio and Michigan have lost their real factories, just as the factories of the service industries have crumbled as well. The legions of typists and telephone operators and insurance agents are finding their jobs shipped overseas or replaced by the web. Worse still, the type of low-risk, high-stability jobs that three-quarters of us crave have turned into dead-end traps of dissatisfaction and unfair risk. The essence of the problem: the working middle class is suffering. Wages are stagnant. Job security is, for many people, a fading memory. And stress is skyrocketing. Nowhere to run, and apparently nowhere to hide. The cause of the suffering is the desire of organizations to turn employees into replaceable